In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Joseph. We're glad to be with you today. I'm starting by reading Acts 17, verse 16. While Paul was waiting for them, for whom? For Silas and Timothy to join him in Athens. He was deeply distressed. Why? He saw the city was full of idols. So he argued in the synagogue with the Jews. Remember, always the Jews first. Salvation is to the Jew first and then to the pagan and the devout persons, and also in the marketplaces every day with those who happen to be there. Also, some Epicurean and Stoic philosophers debated with Paul. This is interesting. Some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign divinities." This was because he was telling the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Now, there's something missing. These are philosophers. And Paul does not mention the cross. It's just the resurrection. And you know what's going to happen? Not much. Because he did not preach the gospel fully. It is not about the resurrection only. It is about the cross, burial, and resurrection of the Lord. He received only a couple of converts there. Why? Because he did not preach the gospel. But after he finishes in Athens, he goes to Corinth. And what he says in Corinth to the Corinthians, "I decided to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified." We are just about to enter the holiest week of the year, called Holy Week. It starts on Palm Sunday. Tell us about Palm Sunday, Father.
Thank you, Father. This week we begin the most important celebrations of the liturgical celebrations of the year, and that is Holy Week. And Passion Sunday marks the beginning of the Holy Week. The Holy Church recalls the solemn entrance of Christ the Lord to Jerusalem to accomplish the Paschal mystery, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. You remember very well in the scriptures when Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many." And that is the time when he offered his life for our salvation, that you and I may have life. It's a very important and a solemn week for all people of God, for all Christians, because we commemorate the Paschal mysteries of Christ.
On Palm Sunday, we read the Passion according to Mark this year, how the Lord Jesus was rejected by the Jews and rejected even by his own apostles, and how they spat upon him, how they whipped him, how he was nailed to the cross, how he died on the cross. The color of Palm Sunday or Passion Sunday is red because Jesus is the martyr who goes to the cross out of love for you and out of love for me. He goes to the cross so that we, you and I, might have life and life eternal in heaven. This is the reason why Jesus came into the earth. when it's Christmas, I always say, this is the only baby that was born to die. Why? So that we might go to heaven. But he didn't end by dying. The Paschal mystery is not only the cross, burial, but also the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is amazing. This is amazing what Jesus did for us and how he wants to be remembered during these days. How do we remember him? By walking with him through these mysterious days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Hallelujah, especially Easter Sunday.
When Jesus entered into Jerusalem, he was greeted as King and Messiah. Do I greet Jesus as our King and as our Messiah, as the Savior of the world? Do we worship him as our King? And do we acknowledge him to be our Savior, the one who saves? Jesus means the one who saves, to save your life and to save me. Do we do that? The people at his time, on that beautiful day, greeted him as a King and a Messiah. When Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, Jerusalem means city of peace. At the beginning of our Mass, we have a procession to the church. The church, a place of peace, where you experience God's presence. When Jesus comes to meet us with our needs, when he comes to speak to us, to nourish us, to empower us, to give us strength and grace. And then he offered himself, his body, for our salvation, for our spiritual nourishment, that he will live within us and we live in him. When we receive him, Jesus, in the Holy Communion, our bodies already become the temple of Christ. He lives within us. We carry him to wherever we go because Jesus lives within us when you receive Holy Communion.
Well, Holy Thursday is marked by a couple of experiences. First, the institution of the Eucharist and the experience of the washing of the feet. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. Peter said, "You're not going to wash my feet." Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." He was not talking about his feet. He was talking about the blood. If I do not wash you in the blood, you have no part of me. Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus? At baptism, yes. At baptism, yes. But are you living out your baptismal life? I often say that baptism is like matrimony. It starts on a certain day, but it ends never. It never ends. Matrimony ends. But the baptismal life is the life of grace, the life of faith. And this happens on Holy Thursday when Jesus gives us his body and blood, soul and divinity. But not only does he give us that, but he washes the feet of his disciples. We need to serve people. We need to bring people to Jesus. You know, our churches should be like hospitals where people who are desperate come to meet the Lord and to meet salvation. You see, it's not only for the lovely people, but our churches should be like hospitals. Hospitals that welcome the broken, the needy, the poor. This is important. And you know, if we do not do that, other people will. We have a plumber downstairs, and he is not Catholic anymore. He went to another church. You want to know why? Because the church that he went to as a Catholic was not a hospital. there was not a place where people were desperate. And so he found a place, and it wasn't Catholic. And that's sad. That said, every church should be a hospital, accepting the broken and the poor and the lame and the maimed and the discouraged.
Yes, on that beautiful Thursday, Holy Thursday, when Jesus instituted the Eucharist, ordained his priests, and gave us new commandments. The new commandment is to love one another. Is to love one another. And that's why he defines under the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, when he poured his blood to redeem you and to redeem me, he defined what it means to love. To love means to sacrifice. And he sacrificed everything about himself for you and for me. So Jesus' commandments to us on that Holy Thursday, love one another as I have loved you. Do you experience God's love? Do I experience God's love? Yes, I do. I know he loves me. He loves me as I am. And he loves you as you are. And where you are, he loves you. Father Tom said last week, if you are the only person on this earth, Jesus would have died for you. He loves you. He loves us in a very unique way that no one on earth can ever love us. And you need to know that. And I need to know that time and time again, that we are surrounded by his love. Even when the world doesn't love you, know that there is one person who loves you. His name is Jesus.
In the world, you're going to find broken hearts. Where do the broken hearts go when they experience broken hearts? Emptiness. Where do they go? Many go to Madame Fufu to have her tell their fortune. They're going to hell. Madame Fufu is connected to the devil. Oh, but they have statues there of the Blessed Mother and the saints. Madame Fufu is connected to the devil. Isn't it sad that people that were Christian go to fortune tellers to find out what their fortune is rather than going to the Bible or rather than going to church and finding Jesus Christ? Remember what I said, the church should be a place as a hospital for the broken, for the needy, for the poor, for the desperate. Are you desperate? Then come on Palm Sunday at 11 o'clock and come and worship with us as we proclaim the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark, according to Mark. Come and worship with us at Holy Rosary, because it's a little hospital. It's not like other places. The broken, the poor, the maimed, they come here. Why? Because the message of salvation is proclaimed. The message of Jesus Christ crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. And he is the healer. Oh yes, how many people come to be healed here? Someone has told them about this place. It's awful. People come with cancer. People come with cancer. They don't know where to go. I remember a young boy who had cancer, and he said this, you know, when I go to the doctors, they are discouraging me all the time. But when I go to see Father Tom, he's encouraging me, telling me that I'm going to be healed of the cancer, and he was, by the grace of the living God. We need to welcome the broken, the poor, the needy. These are the people that the church should be housing, and they should be so filled with God that they get healed and they go after other broken people, other needy people, other people who have nothing.
It is always easy to welcome the brokenness when we know that we are broken. Every one of us is broken. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is broken. We are all broken. How do I know? I know it through experience. I know myself. And I hear people, I see people, how broken they are, broken in their illness and pains and struggles, broken because they are unable to do what they want to do. We see our anguish. We see our limitations. We see that we are not in charge and we are not in control, most especially when we are sick. We realize that we are not in control of our own affairs. We are not in charge of our own bodies. What we want to do, we are unable to do. We are unable to do. We see our own brokenness every day, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And when we can acknowledge our own brokenness, it becomes so easy to acknowledge the brokenness of others, so that we can reach out to everyone, so that we can welcome everyone who is broken as we are and receive them with compassion, with empathy, and with love.
I remember way before I was a priest, my Aunt May, you could look into her eyes and you saw agony. She was suffering. She was suffering. And I remember leading her in a prayer, asking Jesus to take over her life and to forgive her sins. Weeks later, she went to a prayer group in Everett, and she became a prayer warrior. They loved her as she was. It was a hospital she was at, a Catholic hospital called a parish. And that is so important. They blessed Aunt May that she became a prayer warrior, and she was healed by the grace of the living God. Thank God for that hospital that was a church that cared for the broken, the needy, and the poor. You see, when we go out on Saturday, we meet the destitute, the broken, the needy, the poor, and they are not worse than us. We're all broken people, and we are called to serve people Holy Thursday, washing feet. But we do not wash, we do wash feet at the liturgy, but we go and feed these people and give them bread to eat and give them meats to eat and give them things to drink, that they would know that they are loved by people, that they are loved by the church. This is so important. So important.
Yes. What God has given to us, what God has made us to be, we also need to share with others. There's so many people who need us, who need our presence, who need our gifts, who need our love, who need us to be there for them. They are around. You don't have to go far. When we open our eyes, whom do we see that may need our help, that may need our support? It doesn't take much to reach out to these people. It takes a heart of compassion. It takes a heart of love. It takes faith to reach out to others, especially people who are rejected and abandoned. Rejection is very painful. It's very hard. I've been rejected many times in my life. It is very hard when one is rejected. But you and I can reach out to them. Reach out to them with our money, with our love, with our care, with our clothes, with our food, with our presence. And by so doing, then we tell the whole world how much we love God. Christ himself said, by your love for one another, all peoples will come to know that you are my disciples.
And love is sacrificial. It's not saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Love gives oneself to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sacrifice. We offer our bodies as a living sacrifice of praise. That is our spiritual worship. And I tell you, not very many people do that. Not many people are looking for the broken. Not many people are looking for the dispossessed. Not many people are looking for the people that nobody else wants. I tell you, I got a call this week, and this woman told me something about a relative that doesn't speak with her, and her heart is broken. Her heart is broken. She called up for prayer that God would touch her sister and that God would touch her. And she was broken, so broken. Isn't it wonderful that they could call Holy Rosary? Isn't it wonderful? I got another call just today saying, I want to thank you for the letter you sent out. It touched my heart. It touched my heart like no other letter has come. We do not just talk about the things that are of God. We try to live it. And sometimes it's very difficult to live Christianity. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. That means even unto death. Even unto death you are to love one another. And you know, the church is called to be that broken place, that place of a hospital, bringing people into mercy, into the love of God.
Yes, Jesus has taught us how to love under the cross, where he bore our sufferings and our infirmities. The Holy Scripture reads, yet it was our infirmities that he bore, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one smitten by God and afflicted, and by his wounds we are healed. By the wounds of Christ, by the suffering of Christ, by his death, by his blood, the power in his blood, we are healed. So we can turn to the Lord. We can go to the cross and ask Jesus to be with us. Ask Jesus to help us to imitate his kindness, his love. And also offer our sicknesses and our sufferings to the Lord, asking him to give us his sin nature from the tip of the cross and help us to carry our crosses each day, that by his wounds you and I will continue to experience healing. The wounds in our hearts, the wounds in our bodies, the wounds in our minds, that the Lord will heal us. And he will truly heal us when we turn to him, because he has been there before. He suffered for us. He died for us. And he rose again for us to reclaim the peace that we have lost. He gave us hope and strength.
We will hear in the Passion that the curtain was torn. The curtain that separated the holy place from the most holy place. It was torn from top to bottom. What does that mean? We have access into the presence of the Father through the blood of Jesus. We have access into the presence of God through the cross of Jesus Christ. We have access into the glory of God through what Jesus did for us on Good Friday. Oh yes, we have access to the Father. And the curtain was split from top to bottom. It was miraculous. God stripped that curtain. And so now we have access into the presence of God. Yes, you too. You said, but no, I'm insignificant. You are not insignificant. If Jesus saw you and you were the only person on the earth, he would have died for you. I tell you, Jesus on the cross took us there. He says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. I will draw all men unto myself. We were drawn into the heart of Jesus on the feast of Good Friday. Imagine, no other Friday is called good. Good Friday. Why is it good? Because that's when we experienced new creation and we wait for resurrection. Oh yes, Jesus died for you, but he also rose for you, and he has plans for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, You will find me with you, says the Lord, when you seek me with all of your heart. So our service is a Palm Sunday, 11 o'clock, especially. We have a 9 o'clock one, too, on Saturday night at 5:30. If you want to come on Holy Thursday, 7:30 in the evening, Good Friday, 7:30 in the evening, and Holy Saturday, 8 o'clock in the evening. These are holy days. Let us remember Jesus and what he did for us, and let us walk with him, not only to the cross, but to the empty tomb. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit, behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. I pray that through the incarnation and through the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would find peace, peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of being. And may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.